Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the podcast. As always, obviously, I'm sure if you're following me on social, you know about this, but if you don't, I am doing Tea with Gary Vee. I've been doing it for about a month. It's been remarkable. If you're not following it, you're making a huge mistake. 9 a.m. Eastern time during this crisis, we're doing some incredible stuff. Please check it out. Tea with Gary Vee, live on all my social platforms every morning at 9 a.m. Twitter is definitely the place that you can't miss it. In general, I think if you're not following me on Twitter, it's a huge mistake. Gary Vee on Twitter. Check it out.
This is the Gary Vee Audio Experience.
Today's podcast is a mashup of Gary's opinions on how to find your passion and go all in on what you love to do. Enjoy.
Where do you find your passion or your why? How do you do that? I'm a factory worker, and I've always thought all my life, I've tried different aspects to find something that gave me a reason to get out of bed excited or even want to get out of bed.
I understand.
How do you do that?
Let's play.
Okay.
Let's go into the mindset of the following. What do you tend to like to do when you're not working?
The last few years, sleep.
Right, because you're unfortunately depressed. Yeah, no, I get it, because you're depressed and you're like not in that great place, but that's okay.
Well, I don't want to use this as an excuse. I deal with clinical depression. I've been for 15 years trying to find different medications and nothing's worked. So basically, sure. My medication for my depression is watching videos like yours and other motivational speakers.
And does that work, that entertains you, that makes you feel like you're living vicariously through it? You feel like that one video might get you going, you're looking for it? Like, how does that
right
work for you?
Well, yeah. It just kind of gives me that, okay, there's something better out there. There's something.
Well, there is.
I'm missing. Scott,
you know what's cool? And it's not about you missing. Couple things. You're going to really like this answer, brother. The first thing I need you to do with all my heart is realize how much you have an entire another life to live. You need to know that. You've been like from the day you were born to today is the amount of time minimally you're probably like in the ballpark of what you're going to live. Why I think that's important is that Scott, you and I grew up in a generation where like remember when we were 16, 17, like 49, 44 seemed like 1,000.
Right.
But now that we're here, it's like wait a minute. Like it's not that 1,000, like there's still some real life to go. So I think first and foremost, you have to realize how much is in front of you. And it actually doesn't matter the last 15 years, what happened from 34 back, it actually doesn't. And what I mean by that is, and why I'm so excited we're here together, brother, I really am. I'm really genuinely passionately optimistic about this moment is I think we're gonna spend a few minutes here and like chip away. And I understand, I talk to a lot of people, theoretically in different scenarios that may be similar, maybe because everyone's got different nuances. Stick with me here. So let's take away the last couple of years. Let's take away the motivational videos in general, whether it's sports or music or food, give me a history lesson of Scotty O, like of things that you've kind of liked, wrestling, boxing, like anything?
I've tried to find that answer myself. And, you know, I used to love to camp and stuff like that. You know, when I was younger, I was in the military. I was pretty physically active. I was always on the go. I was not one that just sit. I couldn't sit. I was always on the go. In the last 10, 15 years, there's been nothing. I have nothing that I can find that just gets me that once, you know, makes me want to pick up and go.
Talk to me about your inner circle, positive or negative?
I don't have much of an inner circle.
Yep.
In fact, you know, just for example, I had 4 happy birthday wishes. One was my wife, one was my ex-wife, and then my stepson and my son, and in that order. And, you know, that was about it. So, you know, I used to have more of a circle. I enjoy being around people. I'm not a people person anymore.
I understand because you know when inside it's not a good thing, it's hard to like make the outside work.
Right.
I totally have empathy for that. Let me ask you another question, Scott. Do you have any social media accounts?
Just a Facebook account.
And are you active on that?
That's usually where I get my video content.
Do you comment?
Occasionally, not a lot.
Positive or more razzing?
Well, I usually don't comment unless someone is like attacking someone for something, and then it kind of aggravates me, and then I jump in.
I love that. You defend people.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've always done. I've always liked to help people and stand up for the little guy. That's just my thing.
Me too. I like that. I like that. I like the little Robin Hood or like the Bully Buster.
Well, sometimes it has to be done.
I agree, my man. I'm just so genuinely happy you're on here with me. Here's a good one. What in my content has resonated with you, if anything?
You know, I think the biggest thing is you just seem to you're not judgmental. I mean, you're straightforward. I like that. I like the fact that you don't sugarcoat nothing. You know, I myself, if you got something to say to me, I just want the truth. You know, I don't be easy with me, but don't be gentle. But I think that you genuinely are trying to help people, and you're not necessarily trying to do it to benefit yourself.
Yeah, you know, hey, thank you. You clearly have good emotional intelligence. You're right. And like, and I just like I'm in the, like you should, I wish everybody could feel my chemicals right now in this moment, because I'm so happy and I'm so conscious, because I genuinely believe that through words, amazing things can happen. Like, you know, first of all, I think it's nice to have four family and ex-wife, you know, like son-in-law, like four is better than zero.
Right,
you know,
right.
I really mean that. There's just an ungodly amount. I'm just very grateful too. I appreciate you saying I'm not judgmental. That meant a lot to me. It was a very good observation, because you also followed it up with being candorous and trying to shoot it, because Scott, I'll be honest with you, man. Like, life is so fun. You know what this makes me think a lot about? Momentum. I think a lot about momentum. I think about it all the time. You know, I love sports. So like, basketball's super funny. You know, I don't know if you've ever watched it or you follow it, but like, you know, one team can go on a 13-0 run, then there's a timeout, you kind of gather yourself, then that team can go on a big run, the other team. And I think life is about momentum. And I think a lot about fear too. I was very fear-based in a lot of things as a kid, like swimming, riding bikes, kissing a girl. They were scary to me. And I was late. I was a late bloomer across the board on all three of those things. And then you do it and it becomes normalized. And like one of the things I'm running through my, look, you know, I'm talking to you and on the corner of my eye right over here, there's a stream of like 10,000 people that like want to be your friend. You can't see it. It's in the live streams. Okay. I've got a stream that shows me Julian and Lizette and MB and Oded and Scarlett all on YouTube, Facebook and Twitter, all like, I love this guy. I want to be Scott's friend. I root for this guy. I want to be Scott's friend. And so I sit here and I'm like, man, this is just a good old fashioned game of like positive energy momentum. Like in the same, you were 34 when this kicked in, like you said, for the last 15 years, right?
Right, yeah.
I gotta tell you, and I mean this, Scott, I am completely convinced with my entire soul that this is the moment that it can just start in the other direction.
My question is, being pretty much the person who is leading the way of not just, you know, with my legacy that I wanna create for my family, I know that it took a long time for you to build that business for your dad. And right now, obviously, you know, my family's broke. You know, my family's broke. And I'm over here thinking, all right, I'm in this new business with an agency.
Cam, you're going to lose if you want to go fast.
That's my question.
I know. I almost interrupted you. I already had the answer. The answer is slow. And that goes countercultural, because every day that goes by is another day that you envision them struggling.
Exactly.
But Cam, I'm gonna throw a real bomb at you that you as an immigrant know, and a lot of other people here who've come from immigrant or humble beginnings. They're not struggling as much as you think.
Yeah.
Because when your context is your life, and your life is your context, you now know what you want them to have here in America, but they haven't tasted that yet. So you're creating an ideology of pressure, like I've got to get my grandma, my mom, my aunt, blah, 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 over here so they can have it good in America. But they're not struggling as much as you create in your mind, because that's their reality. I wasn't struggling when I had way less, I was happy.
Yeah.
And if you try to go fast, you're going to cut corners and actually lose.
That's how I feel about the situation. And I'm new to the
You have to reframe the situation. If your perspective is that you have to go fast for them instead of you have to go slow to ever pull it off, and that these next 3 years, they'll still be super fine because that's where they're from. That's what they know.
Yeah, that's...
Do you understand? This is where immigrants in America always get caught. But Gary, I gotta get my family here. I'm like, how bad is it? Are they like in jail? Are they in a dangerous zone? Are they in a war zone, a drug zone? And 9 out of 10 times, they're not. They're like, yeah, but they're running water. I'm like, but they've always known the running water wasn't great. Yeah, but they, you know, I want them to have new clothes. I'm like, but they've lived in the same clothes forever. Like, we can't impose a capitalistic, wealthiest country in the world on them because they're content. Of course they'd love to be here more because they just miss you. Not because they want to eat a fucking Shake Shack.
Yeah. No, exactly.
I know.
You know, I miss them. I haven't seen them in 13 years.
You need to go back and see them. You need to worry about going slow and flipping some shit on eBay to save for a plane ticket. Not to fucking win the lottery. You're going for the Hail Mary.
Exactly.
Don't. You could have seen them twice if you had the perspective I'm trying to have you have. This isn't about you fucking bringing them over and having a mansion that everybody lives in. That's your ego talking.
No, you're absolutely right, you know, and of course, I'm obviously going to work hard and
I believe it.
You know, obviously giving my all, develop every single day so that I can become that person that I ought to become. And just like you said, I listen to everything that you mentioned, the humility, the patience, the strategy. And, you know, I definitely got to be patient, you know, because right now I'm in the business and everybody's going super fast. You know, they're messaging, they're DMing people 200-300 messages. And I'm over here thinking, I don't want to be a spam, but at the same time, I don't know like how to go about it, you know, how to go about the brand card.
By making content.
Yeah.
I made content for so long before anybody came. But you also can do side stuff. You can save money. You can find money. You know, that's why I love camp, why I love the flipping stuff. If you got that in you, like that's the quickest way to make $3,000 is Goodwill and garage sales.
Yeah.
You know, and immigrants have the humility to go and drive and pick up shit.
Exactly. And right now, you know, I actually did that. Matter of fact, I did flip a lot of things on OfferUp, Letgo. I tried
to go.
eBay. It went pretty well. I did sell some stuff. And I like that concept of going out and, you know, picking up random things and then flipping it for more.
I'm telling you right now, every year you can go to Peru. Every year you can go to Peru if you garage sale every weekend for a couple hours and ship out some stuff on the week. I'm telling you right now, you can.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm gonna do that. No, seriously, because I have to go back to Peru and see my family.
You have to.
It has to happen.
You have to. You want to go back when you've already did something. Like, you're trying to be a hero. Just be a family member.
I know. And that's the thing, you know, like every now and then my mom is struggling. So she asks, you know, for money and I'm obviously going to have it. But my story, my backside of story, I went homeless for almost 2 years and, you know, I'm still decorating my apartment. I'm still trying to, you know, obviously build myself up and build my blueprint. And so I got into the business of insurance and finances and I love it. You know, I'm learning more about money and things like that. Now I'm not like, oh, you know, I have to, like money is life, happiness is not. It's about the process, you know, what you're doing for families too. But that leads to this, to the question as well. Like everybody's going super fast. You know, everybody's building up a big team and I'm over here doing my thing, you know, creating content, branding myself, you know, obviously providing as much value as possible. But I don't know if that's a good strategy to be DMing 200-300 people a day.
Here's the good news. Why don't you DM 100 people a day, offer some value, do it a little less spammy and see what it feels like. When you don't know the answer, you have to do. What most people do in life is when they don't know the answer, they debate it in their own head and do nothing. they look at other people who've done it and do whatever they said without contextualizing how it impacts them. I don't want anybody to do anything I say other than live their life fully themselves the way I do, and at least hear out the tactics that I put out that might bring value and see if it brings value, not debate if it does or blindly believe that it does. So the answer to your question on that is try it for a week and see what it feels like. And if you feel spammy and gooky and ugly, then stop. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people, you know, it's so funny, people that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness. I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's highlighted review is Clouds and Dirt by O. Hudson. Not knowing what marketing really meant to a business, this last year of listening to Gary V has been a masterclass for internet attention. No one goes from the hood to the C-suite faster and with more practical application in every episode. He is the best at marketing in the real world. Thanks, O. Hudson. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.